Hi, this is Matthew Fabian.
And this is Monica Fallon.
And this is Project 5 for Computer Ethics.
So we decided to choose option 2 and talk about our main memories. Just a disclaimer, I'm a junior, so I have fewer memories today, but I'll reflect on what I have so far. So we're just going to start with question 1. Why did you choose Notre Dame? So, Matthew, why did you choose it?
Sure. So I actually heard of Notre Dame and visited for the first time when I was in 8th grade. We were on a class trip to Chicago. It was like the big haha graduating moment.
Mm-hmm.
And on our way there from Buffalo, we drove through and we stopped at Notre Dame for the night, got a nice tour of the campus, and got to see basically what college was like for the first time. And it wasn't like an immediate, oh, I want to go here. It was just kind of something that was in the back of my head through high school. And one of my really good friends in high school was obsessed with Notre Dame. His brother went here, his dad went here. And he was dead set on going to Notre Dame, which was really what made me kind of consider it again. Like, oh, I know Notre Dame. I've been there. It seems like a good place. And so when I was visiting schools, I think I visited 7 or 8 different schools between my junior and senior year. Notre Dame just really stood out as somewhere that I felt like I would be at home and somewhere that really felt like a reflection of who I was, both academically, spiritually. Just everything kind of came together and nothing else even really compared to Notre Dame. And so I went through application process and it was my first choice for sure. I got to come out and visit for a weekend during my senior year, stay in the dorms, and that was, I think, a really great opportunity to see what life was like at Notre Dame, get to know the people, get to know the students. I sat in on a few classes and I think that really just sealed it for me that I really wanted to spend the next 4 years here.
Wow, that's cool. I definitely did not know. My dad went to Notre Dame, so I'm definitely a very typical person. And my brother, who's 2 years older than me, went here. So when I was looking at schools, I decided to apply to Notre Dame because I'm like, yeah, I might as well. But I had no intention of going here. I thought, like, my brother and I are fairly different, so I was like, any place my brother likes, like, I probably can't like. So I wasn't into it, and I spent, like, I did all my applications and visited all these different schools, and, like, one by one, all the schools kind of, like, fell down to the bottom of the list just, like, through little things. And then it was April, and I still hadn't made a decision. And someone who was currently a senior at Notre Dame, or was a senior at the time, insisted that I spend a night at Notre Dame. She's like, you can't, like, experience Notre Dame without spending a night in the dorms. Like, you need to do this. So I, like, made time among, like, all my freaking crazy AP schedules and whatnot and spent a weekend at Notre Dame. And I don't think I admitted it that weekend, but it was, like, that was the moment where I was like, all right, this place is pretty cool. So it took me a really, like, 2 weeks after that to, like, actually pull the trigger. And, like, 2 days before the decision deadline, I was like, all right, I'm going to Notre Dame. But yeah, I guess like the reasons that I chose, I definitely love the idea of a Catholic school as a place to strengthen my faith. And I really love the idea of having a good football team, which hasn't always been the case. But I love the idea of like the whole school coming together for like one common purpose and obviously like great academics. So that's how I ended up choosing it. Yeah. All right, so we have to talk about highs and lows.
Do you want to start?
Sure. Let's see. I had a really great football season freshman year until the end, and this year. And then, I don't know, it's been a kind of combination of highs and lows has been, like, figuring out my major and minor, because that was a really difficult time, like, freshman and sophomore year. But now I've, like, figured out, like, I'm a history major with a German supplementary major. And the fact that I, like, am doing something that I really enjoy, and taking classes that I find interesting and, like, want to go to has been really awesome and just helped make, like, the second half of my college experience really cool. And then, yeah, just, like, continuing to make friends and, like, realizing that you're going to make them all through college, not just freshman year. It's been really fun. How about you?
I think one of my highs was freshman year beating Michigan 31-37-0 was such an exciting game to be at. Probably the highlight of the football, 4 years of football for me. But just in general, there's been so many awesome memories, awesome experiences. I know, I don't know if I should be saying this on something that will be out in public, but going gone down into the steam tunnels, or going out to the island on the lake, like at 3 a.m. on a weekend. It's just like such a fun bonding experience with friends and like getting to know people better and more deeply. Academically, I really feel like I've kind of found my niche and found what I really enjoy doing. Freshman year, I guess, would be more at a low where I came in, didn't know what I wanted to do, hadn't really had the experience before of really having to work really hard to get good grades, and kind of hit a wall and had to figure out how to study, figure out how to actually put the time and put the effort in, which was coupled with a pretty poor roommate situation. We were in a quad and people were just butting heads to the point where we had the door in between two sides of the quad. I came back from football game watch and found that the door had been sealed off.
Wow.
So that was not a great start, but I think it's just kind of built up from there and been some really great 4 years. So definitely more highs than lows.
Yeah, I can definitely identify with, like, I have my lows more sophomore year because I was a PLS major, which made me miserable. It was, like, a weird transition time because, like, freshman year was, like, really fun and, like, all this stuff. And then sophomore year was, like, you don't have all the, like, support systems that you had freshman year. And I was, like, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? But, yeah, it's just been getting better from there. So, yeah, definitely the highs are outweighing the lows, which is a good thing. All right, so as a senior, what are your most cherished memories?
Sure. So I've been involved in the handbell choir on campus all 4 years. Started out first week freshman year, and I've really just, that has been where I feel most at home, I think. I love playing with the bells ringing, the group that we have. And this year I'm directing a second group, a group of just first-year students who are, for the most part, are just learning how to ring or haven't really had too much musical experience before now. So just this past Tuesday, we were playing at the South Dining Hall Christmas dinner, and we had our main group that I'm ringing ring for the first 45 minutes, and then I was able to bring the freshmen up for their 45 minutes, and it was just really awesome to see the culmination of a semester worth of learning and bringing and going through all this Christmas stuff and looking up and seeing everyone smiling and being so excited about the music we were playing. And I look back on the fact that that was me 3 years ago, like coming in and not really having too much bell experience, but finding a great group of friends, a great activity to be involved in, being able to spread that and now see that be nourished for future, even when I'm gone, there'll still be people continuing on that.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting.
I saw you guys at South Dining Hall. I was so excited. Like, my friend and I walked out, and I was like, can I do my group project? So, like, he's directing that. And we, like, stayed and watched for a song, and it was awesome. You guys sounded really great. That is really cool. Yeah. Some of my most cherished memories, when I was a freshman, we did some, like, really stupid, funny things. So, like, one time, we took two of our mattresses and put them together on the floor and made a mega bed and slept there the whole night. And I can't believe we slept, but we did. And it was, like, so hilarious and, like, absolutely loved it. This year I joined the water polo team very randomly. So that has been, like, just, like, a very cool experience and, like, has given me a lot of memories to hold on to even in just a semester. And has been
what did you learn and how did you grow?
Oh, I've been going for that for a really long time. I definitely, like, this is hard to articulate. Obviously I've, like, learned a lot academically, but I think a big thing I've learned is, like, you gotta do things for yourself and, like, not a selfish way, but, like, things you do have to, like, you have to be doing them for yourself and not for other people, like, choosing your major or, like, what activities you do, because, like, people will, like, be pushing and pulling you in different directions, and, like, I remember, like, when I was choosing where I wanted to study abroad, like, since I'm a German student, like, all my German professors were pressuring me to go to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, knew pretty sure that, like, that's not what I wanted to do. And it was like, kind of hard to, like, tell them no. But, like, doing things that will be best for you and for your future, like, really important. Like, having that self-confidence is something that I didn't have in high school. So it's definitely one way that I grew. I'll think of some more, but what about you?
Sure. I think that's a good point that growing in self-confidence and just better understanding who you are, what you want to get out of life, is something that I've definitely taken out these 4 years or 3.5 years now. Looking at where I was as I graduated high school, or even looking at where I was a year ago, and thinking of what I wanted to do with myself, what I pictured my life to be, has changed dramatically. I came into Notre Dame planning on studying electrical engineering, and I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do in terms of extracurriculars, whether that would be band or being more involved in my dorm or what exactly we would be working on. So I think I was, I was able to figure out what I wanted to learn in terms of taking my class search from electrical engineering over to computer engineering and then computer science, picking up a minor, figuring out what I wanted to do after school with a job versus grad school versus who knows what else service.
Yeah.
And so I've been able to grow in those areas academically. I've been able to grow spiritually with being involved in Dorm Mass and with Bells going to Basilica Mass, being able to go on tours to different parishes all over the U.S. and even abroad. So it's really been, I think, a few different places I've been able to grow.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's definitely more to that. Keep moving. All right, so what makes Notre Dame for you Notre Dame? Can you answer that one?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because you want to say, oh, you know, it's the community, it's the people, but that's what everyone's going to say about every school. You find your friends, you find the people you click with,
yep.
And then that's why your college is your college. And I guess for me, what makes Notre Dame Notre Dame is that those people, that community is so visible, so intrinsic to the university, to Notre Dame, that it wasn't hard to find those people. It wasn't hard to find that community because it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go back home and you're outside of the Notre Dame bubble, and you say that you're at Notre Dame, people know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they haven't been there, or especially if they have, knowing what the campus is like, knowing what it's like for the exciting football games, the crazy academics sometimes, the people that you leave being friends with. And I guess that's what I'm thinking of when I think of Notre Dame. I think of the late night studying, the midnight trips to the grotto, and everything in between, the crazy football, the SYRs, the dining halls. I don't know, just like everything wrapped up makes at Notre Dame, there's not one thing I can pick out.
Yeah, Notre Dame is interesting. I think my idea of Notre Dame has changed a lot since I've gotten here. When I came here, it was this kind of like unreal place, you know, like I went here on football weekends and like stuff like that. But then like going here and like realizing that I'm a part of it and like that, like, I don't have to really, like, fit. I don't have to, like, follow some trend to be a Notre Dame. Like, I'm a Notre Dame. Like, I am Notre Dame, like, a part of it. Was pretty cool and just, like, but also kind of, like, bringing it down a level. Like, yeah, like, Notre Dame is awesome, but it's just a school. Like, I don't know, kind of taking it away from that whole, like, mythical idea. And, like, it's this, it kind of, like, was, like, a higher being at one point. Not in a blasphemous way, but, just like, I don't know, it's just like a group of, I mean, it's like any other college, but it's a little different, obviously, but like, especially again, as an arts and letters major, it's been really cool, like, a group of people trying to, like, think about these things, like, think about, like, problems, both in the abstract and real sense, and, like, trying to apply them to what's going on today, and, like, I've loved my classes where I've had to, like, take a text from, like, a few hundred years ago, and, like, you realize, like, these problems are still happening today, and, like, all this stuff still matters, and just to, like, trying not to, like, being in the Notre Dame bubble, but thinking about outside the Notre Dame bubble. That was a very, like, convoluted answer, but I don't know, just, like, I've loved, like, the academic experience of Notre Dame, and just, like, being able to, like, think a lot and reflect a lot and hope, and, like, force myself to become, like, a better person, or hopefully become a better person out of it.
True. I think that's interesting that you don't necessarily have to force yourself to become a better person, but Notre Dame gives you those opportunities. They give you a lot of opportunities to better yourself and to become a better person in whatever facet you want.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, was it worth it? And our hearts forever loving Notre Dame.
Well, I still have a year to go, but so far it's worth it. I questioned it a little bit sophomore year when everything was kind of falling down. But I think, and I don't think, like, necessarily that Notre Dame is, like, the perfect college for me, or, like, the perfect college for anyone, really. I mean, I think that Notre Dame obviously has a lot of problems that it needs to work through. But overall, like, the way that I've grown because of these experiences, both good and bad, I know have made me a stronger person. And I like myself so much more now than, like, who I was when I graduated high school, which I think is a really good thing. I remember I think people say this all the time, like, if you leave college having the same opinions you went in with, you did something wrong. And I, obviously, my opinions have changed a ton based on just different classes and different discussions and not living with my parents and meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely been worth it to, like, force myself to grow, even if it's been a little tough.
Sure. I really don't like questions like that, though, where was it worth it? Because then you're comparing it to your next best option and saying, would I have been happier here? Would I have done better here? Would I have been more successful? For me, it was Villanova was my second choice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a tough choice. In April or May of my senior year of high school, and I remember my dad was saying to me, you know, there's no bad option. But ultimately, you want to pick the place that 10 years down the line, you're not going to look back and regret your decision.
Yeah.
And I think in general, I don't tend to regret things. I make a decision and then I realize there's no changing it. Once you jumped in, you're in, so there's no point in looking back and being sad that you made the wrong choice. But in general, I don't like thinking of what could have been, what would have happened if I had gone to Villanova. Would I have been happier? I mean, I'm really happy with my experience at Notre Dame. I'm excited with the opportunities I'll have moving forward, the relationships I've built, the people I know. And I'm very, very satisfied and very happy with where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I guess it's tough to say it was worth it. It wasn't worth it without knowing what the other alternatives would have been. I guess I want to say yes and just be like, yeah, good choice, pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
But you never know. Who knows what would have happened if you made a different decision, or if I didn't change my major, if I didn't meet these people, or if I didn't join this club, or if I didn't do this or that, or anything along those lines. I guess you could say that it was worth it because I did do those things, and I did find those people, I did find those classes, I did find the right opportunities, and I was able to, come out and say, this has been a great experience. I've definitely grown as a person. I've grown academically, technically, socially. I have a great group of people around me. And in terms of prepping for a full-time job, I have, a great opportunity that'll be starting in the summer. And I guess, like, it checks all the boxes. So, yes, it was worth it.
It was worth it. Yeah, I know. You really will never know what the other option was, but I don't know, was it worth the $60,000? That's a question.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts to wrap it up?
I don't know. I mean, I'm excited because I have another year and a half to make some of these experiences. And I'm going abroad, so that'll be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, wish I could have at least done this after abroad. Maybe I'll do it again.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at where I was a year ago when I was about to take exams, after the fall semester of my junior year, I had just switched to computer engineering. I had taken like 3 computer CSE classes total and didn't really know, I didn't have my footing. I was just taking FunCom, like intro to computing basically in my junior year. And I feel like this past, it's only been a year, but like I've been able to grow so much. Everyone's been great with helping with that, both academically and also just like everything, all encompassing. If I look back a year ago at where I was today, I would not believe it. I would be like, oh, are you sure? But
it's a good sign for me, then.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot left in the year and a half, so
exactly.
Definitely make the most of it.
Exactly. Awesome.
Great.
Well, thanks, Pibui, for a great class.
It's been awesome.
It's been fun. I loved it.
Yeah.
All right. Adios.
Signing off.